WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is criticizing polls of his first 100 days in office. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his approval rating sits at 39%, a record low. But the White House is touting success in the area of the border. Tom Homan, the White House border czar, said,
"If you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall." And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over.
President also announced a two-week deadline for Russia and Ukraine to make a deal for ending their war. That's after his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky Saturday prior to Pope Francis's funeral. The Vatican set the date for the conclave to choose the next pope. It'll take place on Wednesday, May 7th. Canadians go to the polls today. President Trump's comments have become an issue in the national election to choose a prime minister as mourning continues for the 11 people killed in the vehicle ramming in Vancouver Saturday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least five Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Civic Media.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now they're arresting judges, and the first felony criminal charge brought against Judge Hannah Dugan in Wisconsin is interfering with a legal proceeding, which is essentially what they've been doing all along, what Judge Boasberg is about to hold them in criminal contempt for and has found that there is probable cause for criminal contempt, is that they deliberately ignored and defied his order not to take off in those airplanes headed for El Salvador.
Jimmy Raskin, yep. Star of Stage Screen, Sexy Liberal DC, and The Constitution.
Yeah.
Christopher, who said Hitler didn't steal the power, the people voted for him, and then he destroyed his people? Who said that?
Mussolini.
No, that would be Pope Francis.
Oh,
okay. 0 days, not embarrassing America in front of the world. Donald Trump in a bright blue suit, snoring at the Pope's funeral. Remember that Sleepy Joe? Remember that Great Economy? Remember all the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff. Okay.
Prince William wore a blue suit, too.
Pope... Who did?
Prince William.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Don't defend him.
I'm not defending him!
Pope Francis dedicated considerable political capital to confronting Trump, denouncing his immigration policy as unchristian, and schooling his minion J.D. Vance on the issue in his final hours. I was just glad that douchebag J.D. Vance wasn't there for Trump to meet with Zelensky, because... Right? Without him there being a bag of D's.
Yeah.
This is what they always say about Trump. Whoever talked to him last, he doesn't know anything about anything. He's on the way home. He's like, it just occurred to me, baby Putin doesn't want peace. It's like, oh, sweet summer child. Because Zelensky tried to tell you that, right?
He say something like, maybe he's stringing me along.
Maybe he's tapping me along.
Tapping me along.
That
I don't know
means,
what that, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at you just waking up all blinky on Christmas morning.
Maybe we're not.
You got coal
friends
in your Ukraine stocking. What an idiot. Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of idiots. So in all the polling stories about the worst polling ever, he's with the latest poll. He's at 39% approval rating, 37% on the economy. Mm-hmm. Whoo, stinky, stinky, stinky. They always interview one Trumper. Who said, I'm actually quite glad that he said there's only male and female. I was actually quite glad when that came out, when he put that into law. There's only male and there's only female and there's no binary he, she, they. There's no they. Who said that? It doesn't matter. Some idiot. Lisa Munson is her name. She would be a Maryland mother of three who voted for Trump and asked what she considers his biggest accomplishment.
The trans thing.
Yeah, so okay. Lisa can't buy... eggs or anything.
Right.
Probably, you know, mom's going to get booted out on the street of a nursing home. But yeah, there's only, Trump made that a law. That there's only.
Also, he's bringing back Columbus Day, which never left.
Nobody canceled Columbus Day.
Still a federal holiday. But he's going to bring it back nonetheless.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
I was worried about
that. That's going to help a lot of people's lives. Yes, thank you, whoever tweeted this. Columbus Day was never canceled by Democrats. You fucking imbecile, Donald Trump. It has and been and remains to a national holiday. What President Biden did do was celebrate and recognize Indigenous People Day alongside, not replacing Columbus Day. You're right. It's just these big, dumb, symbolic things that he thinks will distract from people's real lives, you know. All right. Speaking of, who said no matter how cynical you become, it's never enough to keep up?
Yosemite Sam.
No, our friend Lily Tomlin.
Oh.
Prescient. Who said maybe if people started to listen, history would stop repeating itself? Who said that?
Foghorn Leghorn.
No, Lily Tomlin, the brilliant Lily Tomlin, friend of the Stephanie Miller Show. Who said things are going to get a lot worse before they get worse?
Edith Ann.
No, oh, that was a good guess, but no, our friend Lily Tomlin. Aww. Okay. Who said we don't care, we don't have to, we're the phone company?
Ernestine.
Yes.
I was
that
right.
That is correct.
That is correct.
In the form of Lily Tomlin.
Yes.
All right. Hey, you know why I did that? Because comedy legend Paula Poundstone's going to be right there in that chair in studio in about 45 minutes. How exciting is that? All right, speaking of comedy stars, one more, Jamie Raskin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the logic of this arrest of Judge Dugan, all of the people in the Trump administration who participated in defying that order by Judge Boasberg themselves could be arrested for interfering with a legal proceeding and perhaps other criminal charges like kidnapping.
Yeah, that's what this is kidnapping, right? By the way, oh, Nicole in Ontario, I want to just talk to you real quick. Hey, Nicole, because you know what I just heard? That, you know, because Trump canceled our suicide hotline or cut funding. So Canada has opened up their, has an American number for theirs. No? What do you mean?
No, that that is a meme that is going around. It's false information. It's actually Canada's trans suicide hotline.
Okay.
So I don't want Americans calling it and flooding it, and actual trans people can't get through.
Nicole, I was going to thank you for something you didn't do, but hello.
How you folks doing today?
Good.
Can I just say, though, I do hope that a lot of Canadians are differentiating people that voted for Trump and Americans that love Canada.
You know what? We do love a lot of you guys. Like the Americans, when we were down there, you guys made us feel so welcome. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's
and,
unfortunate what's going on, but what can you do?
Thank you for all the help with the L.A. fires out here in L.A.
Yes, absolutely.
So I do have to say. It was right in spirit that Canadians have helped Americans' lives.
Yes,
that
it
particular
was.
Thing was a meme.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
Go ahead, Nicole. What else?
Anyways, I just want to let you know we're having our federal election here in Canada today.
Okay.
Yes you are.
So we're really, really hoping that little tiny Trump does not get elected, that Mark Carney will stay as a prime minister. It's looking very hopeful.
Mark Carney is plus four. Mark Carney is plus four. I just saw that this morning on the CBC.
Yeah. And
we're cautiously optimistic. If worse came to worse, if tiny Trump did end up, for whatever reason, becoming the prime minister, it would only be a minority government.
Yep.
So we could still keep him in control.
Yep.
I like a Carney for you guys. I like electing a Carney.
I do too.
Yeah, it sounds fun. It sounds like a carnival. Just do it. Do it. And he hates Trump, which is the only thing that I care about.
And
in
the
my
conservative's
book.
Last name is Poilievre.
Oh,
so,
pardon me.
Yeah, so it might be a little hard for
you know, I know we all have bombshell fatigue, but Anna tweets third bombshell. Germany, this is in Der Spiegel. Mm-hmm. That is the, it's Der Paper there.
That's what they say. Yes. It's not Der Wiener Schnitzel.
No.
No.
Germany, two Russian spies arrested by intelligence services had U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's private phone number on their cell phones. What would it take to get Pete Hegseth, the rapey McDrunkie, fired?
I don't know.
Okay, and other horrible economic news. MGM laying off all concierge staff at all Vegas resorts except Aria and Bellagio, closing buffet at Excalibur, parking staff reductions due to lower visitor counts.
The buffet at Excalibur?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The golden age continues.
I love a good Vegas buffet. I do
love a good Vegas buffet.
Uh-huh.
We can't have nice things anymore.
And really the only affordable one that was left was
the one
at the Excalibur, and now it's gone.
You're probably the reason they cancel buffets. They see you coming. They're like,
I actually haven't been to Vegas in a few years. I used to go like all the time, but it's gotten like so expensive.
Oh man, I went for my 21st about how long? Like a year and a half ago.
Oh.
And it was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say I'd go back anytime soon.
I feel like all you can eat is a challenge that America had accepted. any all-you-can-eat shrimp put someplace out of business? Because they're like, realize Americans are such pigs.
That was Red Lobster.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
right.
They're still in business.
They're like,
but
this was a grave error on our part to do all-you-can-eat. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was Shrimp Fest.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Senator Adam Schiff, our buddy.
Administration relishes this. They relish the opportunity to go after judges. They relish the opportunity to try to intimidate and shock people. They talk, just gleefully about impeaching judges they disagree with. So it is part of a broader assault on the rule of law, a broader effort to intimidate. They're intimidating the universities. They're intimidating the law firms. They're intimidating corporations, forcing them to come hat in hand begging for exemptions from tariffs.
By the way, as I mentioned last hour, but it's the only analysis you need to read, James Tate, ICE agents came to her court with insufficient quote-unquote warrants signed by immigration officials rather than a judge. She had the intended victim wait in her offices. We have a felon president locking up law-abiding judges. Because he keeps losing at court and he's trying to send a chill through the judiciary, I'm telling you, he's so predictable. All right, speaking of... lost buffets and other tragedies of American life.
That is upsetting news.
Standing in front of a table stacked with food items at his New Jersey golf course last summer. Remember, that was props, so you know how it's...
Oh, yeah. It was something we like to call groceries.
Yes.
Yes.
Trump complained that grocery prices had skyrocketed, promised to fix that if Americans made him president again. When I win, I will immediately bring prices down, starting on day one. 96 days later, grocery prices have not come down, not even a little. In fact, not only have grocery prices increased each month since he took office, the inflation rate itself has increased in each of the 3 months since Trump's return, so the inflation rate for groceries is now at the highest point in nearly 2 years. The pollster said just 100 days in, the reality is wildly different, and voters are noticing. Day one was supposed to bring relief, not recession. All right, thanks for paying attention. Now, America... It's so nice to have you here.
But will he make the Excalibur buffet cheaper?
Right? That's the main question.
That's what I care about.
Yeah?
Bring it back. I love a breakfast buffet.
All right. The other White House Correspondents' Dinner happened, although the wildly popular one was ours, which you can still get at StephanieMiller.com, not the White House Correspondents'. But I heard nothing but raves. I haven't gotten to watch the whole thing yet. Well, mostly for you, Naked, but then other comedy brilliance as well. Mike Christie, Noam, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Frangela,
Yes.
All right.
We're going to have Bella
do
something in one of these.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was just the camera woman.
Yes.
We forced her to...
Right.
You got to ease into it, like microdose.
And Chris was the one on the ground, so he's the only one that had to see my cooter. So I spared you that on the first taping.
Yes.
How's it looking compared to last time?
Oh, you took a razor to it.
As it drew. Oh, I have. Oh, my God. You did see it, didn't you? Oh. Okay. Here's the head of the actual White House correspondents.
We journalists are a lot of things. We are competitive and pushy. We are impatient. And sometimes we think we know everything. But we're also human. We miss our families and significant life moments in service to this job. We care deeply about accuracy and take seriously the heavy responsibility of being stewards of the public's trust. What we are not is the opposition. What we are not is the enemy of the people, and what we are not is the enemy of the state.
All right, hey, nice to have you, mainstream media. Are you still writing stories about sleepy Joe Biden and his decline, or are you going to talk about the Trump falling asleep in the front row of the Pope's funeral for the whole thing? Oh, and then he was also chatty, chatty, chatty with Melania on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Katie Fang's last show, this was another grave MSNBC error. This was her last show.
Now that my time here at MSNBC comes to a close, I am taking that fight back to a familiar place. I hope you'll follow along with me as I continue to meet you where you are at places like Substack and YouTube with fellow truth tellers like Midas Touch and The Contrarian. And you'll see me back here on the other side of the desk as a guest joining the amazing anchors and hosts at MSNBC.
And we hope also, come on down, Katie. We'd love to have you.
We would.
Yeah, I love her. She's fantastic. Also, did I mention I'll die mad about Joy Reid? I mentioned the whole sending naked men with grapes and pom-prons. Lots of money.
Sedan chairs.
Get her AM Joy in place of Morning Joe. Just, give MSNBC a jingle. Call him, I said so. Okay.
She's done morning hours before.
Yes, exactly. She had a fantastic morning show. It's how she got full time. I'm just saying there's still time to be connected, MSNBC. It's because it's a fragile time. It's fragile for all of us. This is Rachel Maddow's going back to only one night a week, which is, you know. No.
How often did
Rachel, no.
How often did you stay up to watch her?
I saw clips because mommy doesn't stay up that late anymore.
Okay.
Okay, but she is essential to America. Okay. I just had that brief little patriotic frenzy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, and support Randy Rhodes' Substack. Yes. As I mentioned, we will update you, hopefully, on her health stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And then Rick Smith is fantastic. Will be in Randy's new spot here on Free Speech TV. The fight continues for our democracy. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bella, if you're still tossing and turning all night, mommy give you some gummies? Right?
Yeah, that would help.
She had millions turning to CBD for relief because it works. Over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. It's not just sleep. Oh, I told you I have a whole new set of, because my bike ride got rained out, so I did the, the indoor spinning.
Uh-huh.
And now this entire side of my body was like, I don't know.
It's yelling at you?
Wrenched. Oh. Yeah. And that's why I use my relief stick.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it is like magic. They even have CBD for pets. Bonnie and Clyde love it. So chill for their grooming day. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns you haven't found relief for, make the change like we did. CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
WMDX is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WMDXradio.com, for details.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Prince Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yep. I can feel Paula Poundstone driving her Flintstones car up here as we speak.
Up to the cliff?
Yes, she will be here momentarily and in studio for the hour. Julie in Denver, City by the Bay. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
My comment was about the not the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which was fabulous.
Aww, thank you.
But I don't know how to say this, Stephanie. But there is no way that you can play Marjorie Taylor Greene, because there's no way you could ever become that kind of ugly. It just wasn't working. I couldn't get it to work. It's like, she is too ugly for you to be able to even try to look like her.
That's so, like the time I auditioned to play Brooke Shields' sidekick, and what did they say, Chris? What did they say?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
They said, I've told Brooke Shields this story 15 times because they said I look too much like her, which is complete bull.
Oh, that's right.
But still, that is as big a suck-up. So I think that was just a way of letting me down easy, saying she sucked. But thank you, Julie.
You did your best. You did your best, but she is just so horrifically, unattractively ugly.
Yeah, someone...
Like, you can't. You
well,
can't
someone said I needed to have our makeup team make my brow line more, like, Neanderthal-ish. And I was like, first of all, I'll stop you at makeup team.
He looks like the remake of somebody finding an old skull and trying to put the skin on it to say this is what the face would look like.
That's yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
And it's like, she is very Neanderthalish, and there's no way you could pull that off. Right. So I just had to call and tell
you
that.
You,
I loved
Julie.
It, except for that bit.
All right.
Who was the guy
you.
in Men in Black that wore the human suit?
Yes.
Right.
It was an alien that wore a human suit, and it just couldn't quite fit correctly.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. No. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Thanks, though. But it was fantastic. Thank you for the laugh.
And I love you, Denver City by the Bay. And Julie, thank you so much. Denver. Let's review. I am too pretty to play Marjorie Taylor Greene. Tell our makeup team that I need more of a Neanderthal brow ridge.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Hmm? We'll slip a note.
We love you, Denver City by the Bay.
Okay, she's probably lightheaded from the altitude, but okay. Robert in Phoenix. Hello, Robert.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I was watching Trump over there at Pope Francis' funeral. When he put that gum in his mouth, I wonder if we sent a president over there or if we sent Mr. Ed over there.
he's just a huge international embarrassment.
He
just
he is, because, I mean, you can't drink water. And I was wondering if that guy sitting behind him was just wondering the same thing, like, what is this guy trying to do? Because he chewed that gum like he was chewing oats or something.
Chewing his cud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And talking to Melania, they look like it's the first time they've spoken in, I don't know, maybe a few years. So warm. That relationship, so warm. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Paula Poundstone coming up.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Judiciary is beyond me.
Yeah, they're deranged is all I can think of. I cannot believe, I think some of these judges think they are beyond and above the law, and they are not. And we're sending a very strong message today. If you are harboring a fugitive, we don't care who you are. If you are helping hide one, if you are giving a TDA member guns, anyone who is illegally in this country, we will come after you and we will prosecute you. We will find you.
That would be DOJ Barbie Pam Bondi, yep. Saying that it is, in fact,
Springtime for Trump and America.
Oh, dear God. Okay. As we've been talking about all show, so this is Judge Dugan. It's Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
So here's what's happened. When she learned that ICE officers were present in court to arrest the suspect, she became visibly angry. It's a kind of a crazy course, but I believe most judges believe in due process.
Right.
That's the whole, you know.
Right.
She was visibly upset. She asked one of the officers whether they were present for a court appearance. When the officer replied they were there to make an arrest, the judge asked if they had a judicial warrant, which is what you're supposed to get.
Sure.
The officer responded, no, I have an administrative warrant.
Okay.
Okay, so they obviously did this, as I keep saying, Chris, to chill other judges.
Absolutely.
To chill people in general. She was arrested in her courthouse by marshals, right? Her attorney says she will defend herself vigorously, looks forward to being exonerated. Judge Hannah Dugan has committed herself to the rule of law and principles of due process for her entire career as a lawyer and a judge. This is where we are. She could face up to 6 years in prison.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee mayor accused the federal agents of showboating, contended Dugan was not a flight risk. Obviously, there was no reason to do this except to try to chill other people. They're going to try to have the show of force in the process of a courthouse where people need to go for court proceedings. They're scaring people away from participating in the court process, the mayor said. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers criticized Trump and the White House for what he said were efforts to attack and attempt to undermine our judiciary at every level. That's exactly the point, is you want people to feel, victims or witnesses, to feel safe to go to court.
Right.
They are trying to chill everybody. This is what fascism looks like. And it's because, as Glenn Kirshner just told us Friday, they keep losing in court after court after court. This was their latest reversal. Trump administration reverses abrupt terminations of foreign students' U.S. visa registrations. Every time someone stands up to them, they either lose in court or he blinks, right? Trump administration has restored the student visa registrations of thousands of foreign students studying in the United States who had minor, often dismissed legal infractions. Justice Department announced the wholesale reversal in federal court Friday after weeks of intense scrutiny by courts, dozens of restraining orders issued by judges who deemed the mass termination of students from a federal database used by universities and the federal government to track foreign students in the U.S. as flagrantly illegal. They don't often use that term. That would be flagrantly illegal. I didn't realize they were like, you know, like hot sauce, like medium, mild, you know.
Fire.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Flagrantly illegal.
Yes.
Yeah, because now we're in the degrees of illegal of the Trump administration. Okay. Boy, oh boy, Chuck Schumer's going to do something about it. Okay.
Right now, President Trump is violating rule of law in every way. Mm-hmm. And we're fighting him every single day. In every way. And our goal is to show the American people over and over again, whether it's the economy, whether it's tariffs, whether it's Russia and overseas, and whether it's rule of law, how bad he is.
No, the next one. I wanted the next one. We already played that one.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We are united in our caucus. There are, you know, we have a wide range of people and views, but we're all united in fighting Trump.
Okay, so with the soundbite we played earlier, as he said, we sent a strongly worded letter. Does he not, because he may be at an age where he's not aware that's like a meme. Don't say strongly worded letter, because it just sounds.
He should have staff that
right.
tell him these
right.
things, too.
Right.
If he's not, you know.
We keep saying good man, good senator, not saying he has to step. I just think it's time to pass the baton of leadership. But this is him saying no. 13.
Okay.
Senator Schumer.
I'm staying put because I have been able to unite my caucus in a very strong fight against Trump. And that's what we have to do. And I'm doing it every day in every way. Just last week, I went to seven Republicans in New York State, and I went to six of their districts and blasted them for cutting Medicaid, for cutting foods, you know, cutting SNAP, cutting, doing the tariffs, cutting Social Security. And it's really hurting them.
He says the right things, Chris. It's just the way.
I physically recoiled.
I feel like it makes you look indecisive when you cannot figure out, like, glasses up or down, just on, off, up, down on the nose, up, all the way up, off. It just, you know.
I wear reading glasses when I sit at a computer. And when I need to look across the room, I take them off.
There you go.
I don't put them at the end of my nose.
That's very Superman of you. No. You're just the Clark Kent.
Is that all it takes?
Okay, let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
You know, I was watching when they originally took away the plane load of Venezuelans in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, that's not Trump. If he really had all this evidence on them, as the Republican schmoes always get on TV and say they have evidence against these people, he wouldn't sneak them off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He'd parade them in front of the cameras in orange jumpsuits with a pile full of manila folders with all the evidence.
Yep. It's a point well taken. Let's see what our I hung up on the wrong person.
Oh.
Sorry, Michael in Oakland, pro boner, call back. Sorry about that. Here's, good God. Doge. Uh-huh. Can we finally, now that Elon Musk has slunk away, basically, can we just call Bolt on this entire thing? What have we been saying every day of this little whatever it is? This was all bull.
Yes.
They didn't cut anything. All they did is make sure that people stop investigating his company. He's got himself a bunch of big contracts, got everybody's data.
Yep.
That's what this was always about. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, says it has saved $160 billion through its push to root out wasteful or fraudulent government spending, but that effort may also have come at a cost for taxpayers. A new analysis from a nonpartisan research group estimates their actions will cost $195 billion this fiscal year. Oh, my God.
Who let the
Doge?
Thank you. Thank you, Bella. Yes. The analysis seeks to tally the costs associated with putting tens of thousands of federal employees on paid leave, rehiring mistakenly fired employees, and lost productivity, according to this nonprofit. I mean, it's just every single story. It runs like through it is incompetence, cruelty, you know, fascism, rinse, rather, lather, and repeat. I mean, it's this, by the way. So he either just lies and says the polls are wrong and prices are way down. Or now he says Trump, he's made a bold claim about the efficacy of his sky-high tariffs. He said, when tariffs cut in, many people's income taxes will be substantially reduced. Okay, do you understand everything he says at this point is a lie? But maybe even completely eliminated. Focus will be on people making less than $200,000 a year. No, he's never done anything for people making less than $200,000 a year. Also, massive numbers of jobs are already being created. No, 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 and no. With new plants and factories currently being built or planned. No, no, and also no.
Let's just say.
I'm sorry, I speak fascist. He speaks fascist. 999. Yes.
Let's just say he's able to take away people's income tax, you know, for people who make under 200,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is going to be negated by the increased prices that people are going to have to pay at big box stores.
Right.
So they're not getting any savings at all.
But he put it in all caps. It'll be a bonanza for America. The External Revenue Service is happening.
9999999.
None of that. None of the plants are not opening. Trump's. Oh my God. Okay. What else? Oh, this is the other. This layer of bolt in our bolt lasagna for this morning.
Okay.
Trump yesterday claimed radical left Democrats for recent disruptions at town hall events held by Republican lawmakers, saying the disruptors are being paid to infiltrate and should not be treated nicely. Oh, I see. We're back to this assaulting, you know.
No.
Okay. No. You must allow your audience to know what you're up against or else they'll think they're Republicans. They are Republicans in many cases. And there is dissension in the party. There's not. There's only love and unity.
No, that's not true.
No?
No.
Also, 999.
Well, and also.
Yeah. Oh, and we go now to live to the Pentagon where we're screaming and throwing of things.
And also, just Republicans aren't allowed at town halls of Republican Congress, members of Congress, because those members of Congress also have Democrats as their constituents, and those Democrats also have a voice in democracy.
And they are not, they say this every time. He said this forever. Whoever it's, look at these poll numbers.
Right.
This
right.
is not, these people are not paid.
Right.
These are actual people that live there that are pissed. Look at the people that are in the streets every weekend. As Rachel Maddow was saying, the mainstream media is maybe because, his, I don't know, one leads to the other, maybe because they realize how historically unpopular he is, they're starting to at least cover. The people are in the streets every single, right? every single weekend, just about. So let's look at this. Which poll is this? CNN. Oh, that's high for him. The latest one was 39% approval rating. This one, he's at 41%.
All right.
The lowest for any newly elected president, dating back to Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh.
Nicely done. Since March, Trump has seen noticeable drops in approval from women and Hispanics. Thanks for coming to the party. Okay. Among political independents, his approval rating has dropped to 31%. Yikes. On inflation, approval is down 9 points to 35%. On tariffs themselves, down 4 points to 35% approval. His marks for handling the economy down 5 points to a career low of 39%. Goodness gracious, as Harry Enten would say on CNN.
Him so much.
Great balls of disapproval.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but in cult land, just to by way of compare and contrast, Fox News poll says 70% of MAGA supporters say they believe God intervened to save Trump from assassination.
Oh, my God.
I don't think God had anything to do with it.
You know. One-third believe divine intervention helped secure Trump's return to the White House. 32% feel he was saved from two assassination attempts because God wanted him to be president. Including majorities of white evangelical Christians. Nobody Christians like them Christians, right? 56%, Republican 60%, Trump supporters 62%, MAGA supporters 70%.
Okay.
All think something, God.
Oh, bless them.
Right? Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Heroes of democracy.
Yeah.
They come in human form and company forms. They've been the number one, the only progressive phone company in the U.S. of A. Jody Hamilton's been with them 20 years now. That's how long ago she heard about that. Sometimes I'm late to the game, Chris.
Well,
I did not know.
Well, at least you arrived.
That's right. They've donated over $95 million to, and I would like the same respect that I do not give to former Trump voters. They have donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. So you are standing with a great company and your values. It's smart, easy. You bring your own phone, your current phone and number. So easy. Go over to CredoMobile.com. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEP25. CredoMobile.com. One more time. That's CredoMobile.com. The code is STEP25.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, you've heard about marrying above your pay grade. I sometimes have to interview above my pay grade. And John Summer is an Emmy and multiple award-winning anchor and investigative reporter. And he joins us now to talk about Home Title Lock. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephanie. Oh, you're way too kind.
You know, this is a really serious subject. Talk to us exactly what is title fraud or house stealing is what it really is.
Originally, the FBI, when they first identified this, Stephanie, about 25 years ago, they called it house stealing. The latest one that I've heard is title pirates, but basically it's all the same thing. What happens is the bad guy can transfer the title of property into your name or into another false person's name and then extract the value of that piece of property. So they don't want to steal the house. They don't want the actual physical structure. What they want is the value.
Yeah. The question you ask is, when's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, that's exactly what they're counting on.
Nobody goes down to the county clerk's office every day and checks their title. Even if they did, Stephanie, the bad person can take it immediately after you leave. It's that quick.
When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. Problem is, criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie14. John, I'm not used to talking to people as fancy as you. This has been terrifying, but really exciting. Thanks so much for doing it.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
This portion of the show brought to you by my natural Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
I know you think I'm saying it wrong, but I'm not. Vibrance is the product, and yes. I love it. Tell me the truth. How many different potions do you have on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have, eye cream, day cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. No. It's no bueno.
No.
Vibrance Super C Serum. Oh, it's the only thing you need. I'm telling you, I love it. It's citrusy and delicious. It has the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify, streamline your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. You heard the caller. I'm too pretty to play Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you, Vibrance.
That's okay. Entirely because of Vibrance.
Thank you.
Yes.
Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and get free shipping. Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Oh, our pro boner's back. Hi, Michael.
Good.
Michael in Oakland. Hello.
Hi there. You know, I just wanted to comment on what that judge did in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What she actually did was not really okay to do. She apparently knew that they were out there to arrest this guy. They had a warrant. And
right.
She asked him
if they had a judicial warrant, which they did not. So I understand there can be some difference of opinion, but the fact is arresting judges in their courtroom is meant to intimidate. It's meant to chill other judges. I mean, you can reprimand a judge or disagree with them, but to arrest her, put her in handcuffs in her courtroom in front of her coworkers, I mean, come on.
No, that's what I was going to say. What she did was it was a little sketchy based on what the publicly available information. I didn't actually know about the judicial warrant versus the other thing.
They had an administrative warrant, which is different.
Okay, but still kind of directing him out through the jury room. I mean, it's a little sketchy, but arresting her that way was totally unnecessary. It's not like she's going to run away.
Exactly.
They know where to find her.
Yeah, and I think she was trying to ensure he gets due process. That's what her whole, career and life is about. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Okay, first of all, we so much had fun Saturday night, so thank you, all of you, for putting out the time and effort to entertain us. My sister-in-law texted me Sunday morning and said, I'm still laughing.
Aw, so thank you. Thank you.
That's number one. But I think what we need to remember is we need to keep our Democrats need to keep messaging simple. We need to say the same thing and like the Republicans over and over. Okay. For example, Trump is crazy. He's simply crazy. He is not attached to this world. He claims he made deals with 200 countries, even though there's only 195 countries in planet Earth, unless he's counting the penguins five times. I'm not sure. You know, the GOP are traitors.
Yeah.
They have violated their oaths of office, their loyalty to a person. They are not loyal to America or its citizens. And Doge is a scam.
Yep.
It's all about Musk saving money. And today's report says he has saved over $2 billion in possible fines by destroying each of these agencies.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly. That's what it was all about. And getting our data, which should be a bigger story every day. We were talking about our sweet summer child, Donald Trump, who just occurred to him. What did he say? Maybe he was, you know, he was affected by all the popiness. But he said Vladimir Putin might be playing him.
Aw, bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. He said he doubts Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. Oh, don't you hate it when, you know, new love disappoints you? Expressing new skepticism of peace deal can be reached, Trump said in a social media post as he flew back to the U.S. There was no reason for Putin to be shooting. Oh, his lovers made him sad for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas. Did you just wake up? What do you mean? He didn't just start shooting missiles into civilian areas. This has been the entire... Yeah,
that's how the war started,
over the last few days. It makes me think maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along. What does tapping me along mean? Okay.
That sounds it could be something dirty.
Here's Marco Rubio.
Okay. He's done an extraordinary job at the highest levels of our government.
He?
The president has put out everybody you can imagine. Ambassador Witkoff, myself, the National Security Advisor, the Vice President. Been involved and engaged in this effort to bring the two sides closer so we can have a path to peace. By the way, that's something that should be celebrated. He's trying to end a three-year war that has no military solution, where every day people are dying, especially on the Ukrainian side, in many cases civilians and children, as we've seen the images over the last few weeks. He's trying to bring this war to an end, and we've made real progress.
Oh, have you? Okay. God, he's almost Gandhi. Fox News is. Jennifer Griffin torches Team Trump over Russia talks. Putin is laughing. Yikes. She is the Fox News chief national security
she's
correspondent.
She's actually really, really good and really
right.
fair.
Yeah, which is why they think they sidelined her some of the time. She torched Trump over the approach to negotiating an end to the war, saying Putin must be laughing. She was reacting to a video of Steve Witkoff, Trump's special envoy, who I think is his golf buddy, is his qualifications, being greeted by Putin. And she said, by the end of this, we're going to have ceded Alaska back to Russia.
Yeah.
Griffin said, where are the subject matter experts with Witkoff? Putin, the KGB officer, is laughing. Meanwhile, the instability at the Pentagon is not helping. She said, project strength during these delicate negotiations. Hegseth fired General Hawk and his deputy for no reason, who they might have come in handy when negotiating with Putin and Z, she said. Meanwhile, Witkoff has said, I tend to believe that President Putin is operating in good faith, and that he said he was going to be operating in good faith to the President Trump yesterday, and I take him at his word. There's so many sweet summer children about Vladimir Putin. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Paula Poundstone next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House marking the 100-day mark of President Trump's second term. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says today the president will sign several executive orders focused on immigration, including one.
It will direct the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to publish a list of state and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws.
An ABC News Washington Post poll shows approval of the president's immigration policy is roughly split at about 50-50, but that same poll found his overall approval's at a record low of 39%. The president's comments have become a key issue in the race for Canada's next prime minister. Canadians going to the polls today to vote Liberal leader Mark Carney, considered a slight favorite. The Vatican says the conclave to choose the next pope will take place May 7th, and opening statements underway in the trial of a former Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in a 2022 shooting death